This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Best case and worst case scenarios for your Dallas Mavericks as they go into their season tonight. That game starts at, you know, some point later on this evening. Probably like 10:30 or something, right? Yeah.
9:30-ish.
Thanks, Parker.
Yeah.
For your facts.
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
But we'll keep you updated on all the scores for the Mavs game whenever that game starts. So keep it here and keep listening to us because we will make sure you know what's going on in the game. That being said, what is the best case scenario? 82-0. What is the worst case scenario? 1-81.
The worst case scenario is not 0-82?
No, that can't happen. So it's impossible. No team's going to go 0-82, Kevin. Okay. God.
From the 940, best outcome, 45 wins, 7th and 8th or 8th seed. Worst outcome, same spot as last year. From the 214, best 6th seed if Doncic and DJ work out super well. Worst bottom 4 in the conference and another good pick. You need to be way down there because remember, your pick is only top 5 protected. So
yeah.
If you get the 6th pick, you lose it.
How do you decide? Like when you can't decide that late. You have to kind of decide that pretty early on, right? Otherwise, or you sitting out there competing and you're just like, man, we aren't as good as we thought we were going to be. And then all of a sudden,
they're going to pull out all the stops and they've said they want to transfer that pick. So
I think
they're going to go for it.
Rick wants to be, he wants an opportunity to play in the playoffs. He wants meaningful basketball in whenever the playoffs roll around, because I think just like you said yesterday, Kevin, he understands the experience that they can get in a playoff run, no matter what it is. Any playoff experience is vital to the youth, to those young players and what they're going to grow into. And it also gives maybe you can keep DeAndre Jordan around a little longer.
I think you can.
If he sees that this thing is what he thinks it's going to be. And then what kind of free agent can you lure in the next offseason, because you have DeAndre Jordan, two budding superstars, and maybe some extra money to float around.
Absolutely. I think that is a viable possibility. Now, tell me again, what was your win prediction, Corey?
41-41.
41. All right, Colby, what was yours?
I had them at 45, 46, something like that.
Okay. And I've got them at 38. Well, then tell me, what do you think that could fluctuate to? Like, everything goes right, they win how many games? Things fall apart, they win how many games?
47 games, if everything goes right.
Is the high?
Yeah.
Okay.
If everything goes wrong, they win 24 games.
Holy crap. That is a huge discrepancy there.
Because if everything goes wrong, I feel like they just go, okay, let's go ahead and get that top 5.
All right.
And that's what they got to do. They got to be that low to get it.
Yeah, you would be that. I mean, that would be exactly the spot that they were in last year. Colby?
They still almost got screwed.
I know. Well, I mean, that's the whole reason we had to trade pick away, because we did get screwed by the lottery. All right, Colby, best case scenario then.
Best case scenario, you're back to a 50-win team. Best case scenario, you know, everybody on the team clicks together and everything works and you're able to get a good defense out of the same team and also a fluid offense. Yeah, best case is it's being a really good team. Worst case, that's where you were last year again.
Mm-hmm.
That's rolling in there and finding out that your two budding stars don't quite mesh together and you need something extra in there, and then maybe other players are hobbled by injury, and then you're like, okay, never mind.
But is that a worst case situation? Because I still feel like if we're in that place, we're pretty. That's a good thing because we're getting the pick. So I think worst case is we ended up out of that kind of pick area.
Only thing I would warn you about that is this is the year that they changed the draft lottery odds. And so teams from like 4 to 13, I think all their odds are like packed really tightly together. So there's a really good chance the draft lottery screws you again, because that's all it ever does to the Mavs.
It should be better if you're like top one of those three teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
On your stasis, that actually wouldn't be bad to be in that. The only problem that I see with that is having DSJ go through another losing season in order to try and see more talent to add to him, and have that guy feel like every time he's thrown on a Mavericks uniform, he's going out there to slap on another L.
Yeah.
I don't want to, because a lot of his ability, a lot of everything he's got is how he carries himself and what he feels that he can do out on the court. And if he feels like what he's offering out there is not going to go into wins ever, as long as he's going to have a start having a bad taste in his mouth about the Mavericks and about how he's been out in the seasons there. And I don't want that to happen.
I got you. No, that makes a lot of sense. Kevin, this one real quick I like a lot. Best case, Mavs in the playoffs and win a series. Worst case, injury bug hits hard because Corey guaranteed something.
Man,
right?
If this Mavericks team won a playoff series, you would be so far ahead of the rebuilding curve.
How much fear would that strike into the rest of the league? Of
absolutely.
What the Mavs are capable of. If you're like the 8 seed, yeah. Knock off the first seed?
Yeah, because then you would be in a scenario where you might well be left with the Warriors, Rockets, and Lakers in the rest of the playoffs and the Mavs, and you're like, hold on, the hell are they doing there? So, yeah, if you were to win a playoff series, that jumps you at least a year ahead of what I would think that the rebuilding curve would be. Now, the reason why I wanted to hit this is there's an article from ESPN about this very thing. And they say, best case scenario, Mavericks go 43-39. Luka lives up to high expectations, earns Rookie of the Year. Dennis Smith Jr. thrives as a secondary playmaker. And DeAndre Jordan continues to be one of the best rebounders in the league. They project the Mavs to win 36 games.
All right.
Worst case scenario, 27-55. And that revolves around Harrison Barnes, hamstring, still can't play. Dirk limps through what will be his final season. And then you find out that Luka and DSJ aren't ready to be leading role players for a competitive team yet. However, the flip side to that is if the Mavs are that bad, they might get to keep their draft pick. And I saw somebody say that from the 972. Best case scenario, tank for Zion Williamson, and then you'll have him, DSJ, and Doncic with cap space for two max players. That's a bright future. It is, but a lot of people would be sad.
Here's the thing in the vision that I keep having, and that is the Mavericks young players in the playoffs. And there are two possible scenarios. The most likely is there's going to be a pass that sails out of bounds. There's going to be that look of, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Crap, you know, there was so much pressure in that one pass, and it screws things up for, you know, for that year. The other is the shot's made, and the confidence is through the roof, and that these kids do something that we've never seen before. You know, that's what I keep seeing is what, you know, what could possibly happen. But we have an entire season we got to get through for that opportunity to be able to happen. So that's what starts tonight, is we get to see the melding of how Dennis Smith Jr., how Doncic work together off of each other and next to each other on the court, and then bring in DeAndre Jordan, and how the rest of the role players, because Kevin, once those guys walk off the court, they have a pretty good second unit that can score coming off the bench with JJ Barea's group, because that he's proven and time and again he can score. And when Dirk comes back, that throws another wrinkle into what they're capable of.
And you just said something that I think could have well been the tagline leading up to this game. Opportunity starts tonight. Okay, so I want to try and exercise real quick. I want to see how many playoff spots do you think are really available for the Mavericks to get in the mix? All right, so let's knock some of these teams out.
I don't want to do this, Kevin. This hurts my soul, man. It hurts my soul.
But it doesn't have to necessarily. I really want to know, like, are we talking about three spots, one spot? Where are we at? All right, so Houston, barring, like, catastrophic whatever, they're not... You're not going to see them, yes?
Man, I'll put it to you this way. Houston has 54 points tonight, the entire team. Anthony Davis, Miritich, and Julius Randle have 50. So, well, Houston sucks. They're getting wiped right now by New Orleans,
you
dude.
You might be losing one of those playoff spots then because of this. All right, Golden State? Not. They're out. Lakers?
I don't know what to think of them, man. I know that LeBron can do anything he wants, but I just don't know what to think of the rest of that team and how they might screw things up for him.
And you might be
right.
When
was the last time LeBron was on a team that didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, and they've got as many, well, they've probably got more good young pieces than the Mavericks plus LeBron. Okay. So what about OKC?
Well, how long is Westbrook out?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be out too much longer.
Can
but
Paul George carry that thing?
I mean, he was pretty good last night, but they still lost.
Man, that has potential to fall apart.
All right, so you think, okay.
That could be the, you know, I did mention that somebody's going to stumble in our 105.3thefan.com preview.
You say OKC?
I said somebody's going to stumble or have a serious injury that caused a problem. That could be the team.
All right, what about Utah? Because Utah seems to be a team that everyone agrees is on the rise, and they won 48 games last year.
Yeah, and they play defense like the Detroit Pistons back
last
when
decade,
Ben Wallace was really good. So that's a struggle to... If every team commits to offense and says you're not going to beat us because we are better than you offensively, then they're fine. But that's a really solid grind away team.
What about Portland? Portland is a team that seems to be a popular pick to fall.
Yeah.
All right,
I don't buy into Portland.
What about based on what you're seeing or based on the fact that they have at worst, I now believe the third best player on the planet, New Orleans.
Oh, Julius Randle, third best. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even name that guy a while ago.
Not exactly who I was saying.
I was trying to remember his first name because I always said Joseph. Anthony Davis is...
So you think they're out?
We've been trying to trade Dirk for him for years.
I got yelled at for that, too. All right, last year the Spurs won 47 games with essentially no Kawhi. Now they'll have DeMar DeRozan. Are the Spurs out of your view, or do you think they'll hang out there?
Well, I mean, you know what I say about DeMar DeRozan. When he shoots it, it goes in. So,
I guess that
I
means
think Pop's good enough to get that team into the playoffs.
All right. What about Minnesota? I feel like that thing's
falling apart. Yeah, that thing's falling apart.
All right.
Unless they can win, like Butler goes out there by himself and then they put in the other five and then he's like, okay.
Hey, he could take those third stringers and win. And then what about the Denver Nuggets, because last year they won 46 games, and in Jokic, they've got a top 20 ready to maybe be top 12, 10
player. How many of those games did they win because the Mavericks decided that they weren't going to win the game?
Probably two.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say that the Mavericks knocked the Nuggets off.
Okay. Well, here's the good news then. Houston, Golden State, the Lakers, Utah, New Orleans, and the Spurs. Those are all the teams that you can just kiss those spots goodbye. But...
sounds like there's one spot left.
There's two spots left. And so that means it's viable that the Mavericks could be competing for the number 7 or the number 8 seed, which I think is fantastic because, quite frankly, I've told you in the past, like, I hate the idea of the Mavericks making the playoffs to get their heads kicked in by the Warriors. But with Luka and DSJ, I'm fine with that because there's no better experience than going up against whether it's Houston, Golden State, the Lakers, and LeBron, whoever, and getting that playoff experience in that scenario, then I think it's phenomenal.
Like,
right.
Like, and you could probably say, well, I mean, you're going to play those guys during the regular season. It's a different game in the playoffs. Like the speed of it all, the intensity, the crowd even. The crowd is different from the onset in a playoff game. So when you talk about the experience and the preparation for it too, you know, because now you know who you're going to play for this many games and how many games you have to, how you have to bounce back from and recover from a loss or whatever, and how your coach is going to handle things. And so there is so much to learn from just one playoff series for the Mavs, and I think it's important this year.
So here are two remarkably crazy best and worst case scenarios from the 817. Worst case: we're the fourth worst team in the league, and DSJ hates it here. Best case, Dirk rides off into the sunset with another ring. This one, though, man, this one's crazy. From the 817, best case, you avenge 2007, roll into the playoffs, and knock off the number one seed Warriors.
Nice.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Worst case, we suck, but still get the number 6 pick in the draft.
Hey, would it make...
in that, we would lose
in
it.
That best case scenario, Kevin, you knock off the Warriors, then on your way, you take down the Lakers, all right? And then on the way, I don't know, whoever you take out in the Western Conference Finals.
Why not just OKC?
Okay, that's fine. Then you get the Heat in the NBA Championship, and you get to avenge that one back from Dirk, or for Dirk one last time.
I mean, that's awesome. I'll settle for...
And Jet comes back.
If we got a playoff series win, I would freak out. If all that happened... I don't know.
Greatest underdog story in sports history ever.
Would you... I'll
rappel off
no, no,
the
no, 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 no. I like that. That's fine and
yes.
everything. But not as cool as the idea I have.
I'm going to rappel you off the building.
Squirrel suit from this building to the other building.
In. If we win the NBA championship
in that manner,
in that path, I accept.
I can't wait for this to happen, Colby.
Wow. Yeah, me neither, because I'll be flying knowing we won the championship.
Even if you die, it'll be a great moment.
Well,
I mean,
for everybody else.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's true.
Especially after I poke holes in that squirrel suit.
Okay, why would you do that? And I just hope on my tombstone then it says, like, he loved the Mavs the most.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.